This is our last chapel together, guys. Oh, man. And Moses died. Like, what a downer of a night, right? All right. So just out of curiosity, quick survey of the room here. How many of you feel like at some point during the course of this week, how many of you feel like God has spoken to you in some way or another? Just raise your hand. Quick survey. Wow. Keep them up for a second. Just everybody look around. And if you're like, that's not me, that's okay. That's okay. But isn't it crazy how when we take a week and we go away to camp, you guys can put them down now. Thank you for the survey. We go to camp. It's like, man, all of a sudden, it's like God is speaking. And it begs the question, so what was God doing all the other weeks? How come when we go to camp, all of a sudden God speaks, but like the week maybe before or maybe the week after or just kind of randomly in the fall or like whenever it is, we're like, how come God's not speaking right now? I want us to ponder this for a second, because what I want to share tonight kind of in wrapping up is this thought. What if God never stops speaking? What if God's actually speaking the entire time? The question is, are we in a position to listen and to hear him? And here's why this is so vitally important that we really wrestle with this question, because we are in a world that is full of lies and we are in desperate need of truth. Like right now, there are lies all around this world, all around society, and we have an enemy who he speaks lies. That's his native language, the Bible says. And his goal is to seek, kill, and destroy. The enemy is very real. We have our culture, which very much is opposed to God. Ever since the fall of mankind, there's been this rebellion against God. And with that, our culture is full of lies. And here's the craziest thing. You and I lie. And the reality is nobody will lie to you more than you lie to you. No one will lie to me more than I lie to me. And we call it this term, we say rationalize. Like I'm just gonna rationalize some things in my own life. And you know what rationalizing is? It's telling yourself rational lies. That's what rationalizing is. We tend to lie to ourselves to convince ourselves of things that are actually untrue. And the world around us wants to speak all kinds of lies into who you are and your identity and what makes you valuable. We have an enemy who lies. And so the question is, how do we hear truth? How do we hear from God? Not just for this one week at camp, but how do we continue to hear from God? And in the video you saw, they're all panicked like, Moses can't die. If Moses dies, how are we going to hear from God? And Moses is like, whoa, been writing it down. It's cool. God's still going to speak. God's still going to reveal truth in various ways. And here's why all of this is so, so, so important. All these lies that I'm talking about, lies in our culture, lies of the enemy, lies that we tell ourselves, lies trap us. But truth sets us free. For some of you this week, you experienced the freedom of truth. The truth of God transformed your hearts when you said yes to following Jesus. You put your hope and your trust in him, and that truth has set you free. Some of you, you were caught up, and maybe you were going down a path that you knew you weren't supposed to go down, and God got your attention, and he spoke truth into your life, or maybe through your cabin time or your church time, and you turned directions, and that truth has now set you free. John 8, verse 31, to the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. So how do we know the truth of God? Reality is God is always speaking. The question is, are we in a position to listen? Because there's nothing actually magical about this place, like this location, Is this a hill or a mountain? I don't actually know. What are we on? It's a hill. Okay. In Arizona, we'd call this a mountain. But okay, yeah. So this hill, there's nothing magical about like this property. Now, there is something supernatural about creating space for God to move in this space. That's what makes camp special. There's something supernatural about creating space where we're going to listen to God. We're going to push out a lot of the noise that's around us, and we're just going to hear from the word of God. And there's a few ways that God will speak truth, and we've experienced it during this week. And I want to share those ways with you. The first way is through the word of God. the Bible. We've been opening up the Bible each and every time we gathered in chapel. We've talked about God's word. And here's what happens when you open up the word of God. God speaks and it is powerful. Like when you open up the word, like something really cool happens. Something supernatural happens because God, the Bible teaches in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The Bible's powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even dividing to soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Pretty cool, huh? Who likes fire? Yeah, all the guys are like, yeah. Now here's the deal. Here's how this is effective. You ready? When you open it. Okay, so for some of us, it just sits there, right? And we're like, hey, I really want God to transform my life. I really want to hear from God. Well, here's what you do. You ready? You open it. You study it. You meditate on it. You memorize it. Some of you memorize verses for the very first time here at camp. Way to go. Because you are taking God's word and you are planting it in your heart. We memorize it. And then here's what's really important too. We take it and we apply it to our lives. So here's what happens. If you were to just, like as you leave this place, if you were to spend time just opening up God's word and you spent, let's just say 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day, opening up the Bible and reading what it says, the cumulative effect of that on your life. So I don't know like how long you're gonna live. None of us know that. But if we just took the average lifespan and the average age of the students in the room, if you just read 10 minutes a day, that would add up in your lifetime from here on out over 4,000 hours. Which is almost 6 months, 24/7, of just God's word transforming your life. God speaks through his word. Scripture is God breathed. It's God's word to us. He spoke to us. He spoke through men who wrote down, the Bible teaches, that the Holy Spirit guided them, and just how God breathed breath into mankind. He breathes life into his word. It's powerful. God speaks through his word, not just this week, next week, the week after that, and the week after that. God speaks through his word. One of the other ways God speaks is through wisdom. It's through wisdom. Proverbs 28:26, this is written by one of the wisest men who've ever lived on this planet, says, those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. So how do you find wisdom? You ready? You find somebody who's further along than you, who's maybe experienced some things, who's gone down that road of following Jesus and is a few steps ahead of you. That's wisdom. They have experience. All the time, I have to tell my 13-year-old, I'm like, hey, Gabriel, I know you don't believe me, but I know what I'm talking about right now. And I'll say, hey, Gabriel, do you know more now that you're 13 than you did when you were 4? And he'll be like, well, yeah, of course, Dad. And I'll say, yeah, that's my point. I'm way older. I've experienced lots of things, and I just need you to trust me right now. There's some wisdom and experience. I've gone down some of the roads you've gone down. I've made some of the mistakes. I just want to help you not make some of those same mistakes. And so I just want to share wisdom from experience and from spending time in God's word, and I just want to help you out. And he's a teenager. Sometimes he's like, nah, but his small group leader he listens to. So it's great. So at least he's getting wisdom that way, which right now, actually, I want to pause for a second. All the students in the room, can we just pause and thank all of the leaders who are here this week? I don't know if you guys all realize it right now, but there'll come a day when you look back and you realize how much of a blessing they are. To have leaders who would give up of their week to spend a week here with you guys, to just pour out wisdom, to be a sounding board, to be there to encourage you, to be there to cry with you when you're having a tough time, just to be with you and to be accessible to you. Guys, that is an incredible gift from God. And one of the ways that God speaks is through wise counsel. It's through godly others. It's through the leaders. It's through the youth pastors who are here in this room right now. Proverbs 4, which by the way would be a great, if you wanted to read that entire chapter, Proverbs 4, verse 6 says this, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." Don't just reject this. Embrace these leaders that have given their time just to be with you and to pour out this wisdom. Solomon says, don't forsake that. Third way that God speaks is through a whisper. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, the word is ruach. In the New Testament, it's pneuma, and it can be translated breath or wind. That God is moving even now, that his Spirit is alive within you. And oftentimes we think, okay, God, I want you to speak, and we're waiting for God to like write something across the sky, but he's just whispering because he's so close. He'll whisper to us. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah, who's a prophet of God, this is in the Old Testament, is gonna go and he's gonna have this meeting with God. He's gonna have this encounter with God. The Lord said, in verse 11, the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." So there's about to be this supernatural moment, just like how God revealed himself to Moses, he's about to reveal himself to Elijah. "Then a great and powerful wind tore through the mountains and tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper." And it was there that God would speak to Elijah, not through fire, not through an earthquake, not through this huge storm or anything like that. It was through a whisper. Oftentimes God is speaking to us and it's through a whisper and we don't hear it because we have such noise addiction. Do you realize this? There's something I really want you guys to hear. Everybody just, this is really rare. Everybody be really quiet for a second. I want you to hear this. Right there. Did you hear that? It's called silence. For some of you, that's the first time you've ever heard that in your lives. It's incredible, isn't it? It's this amazing thing, but here's what happens. We've become so addicted to noise, we don't hear silence anymore. We get so addicted. Anytime it's quiet, and I'm the same way. I do the exact same thing. I go, and I have digital noise always on. I always have a TV on, or if I'm in the car, you know, I gotta have the radio on. And we've forgotten how to just be quiet, to just exist. Especially if we're just alone. We're so afraid of the quiet when we're alone, to just be quiet and just to be with God. But there is so much power, and there are so many times when I've had to discipline myself just to, Robert, just be quiet. Don't get on your phone. Just be quiet. Just be still and just be with God. And God has spoken in those moments. God has revealed things that I've been dealing with in my soul, that I've been ignoring, that I've just been kind of masking with all the other noise in my life. And he's been able to deal with it in those moments of just quiet. Here's the challenge. Here's what life is actually like for a lot of us. If I can get a little background noise going. And the background noise, what happens is the louder that it gets, the harder it is to understand anything that I'm saying, to where you can't even hear the words of my speech. The Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who is in you. You guys realize that whole time I'm talking, but you couldn't hear it, right? Because there's so much noise. And God is speaking. God is constantly speaking. He's constantly revealing truth. He's constantly revealing love and his grace and guiding and leading. He is a good shepherd. And his voice, when he speaks, his sheep recognize his voice and they follow him, and he leads them to life abundantly. And this is going on all the time. But we have all of this just. And for a week at camp, we turn down the volume on all those other things. We turn down the volume on all the other distractions, on all those other things we try and fill our schedules with and our time. We're just busy, busy, busy going from thing to thing to thing. And we just slow everything down. And we tune all of that noise out. And for a week, we're like, wow, I can hear from God. Wow, God's truth is transforming my life. That's why it's so important that we have disciplines of going, okay, God, I want to hear the whisper. I want to tune out all this other noise. There are times in my life I feel like I'm just not hearing from God. And the issue is not that God stopped speaking. The issue is that I have so much noise in my life that I'm not listening. Jesus would model this for us. In Mark 1:35, it says that when it was still early in the morning, like he'd get up first thing early in the morning, he would go to a solitary place and he would pray. Jesus had to spend time with Jesus. You realize this? And if Jesus had to spend time with Jesus, you better believe we need to spend time with Jesus. To have a discipline of going, okay, I'm just going to pause all the noise. I'm going to intentionally, this is, some of you, I'm about to blow your minds and you're going to be like, Robert, this cannot be done, but trust me, it can. It's difficult, but I just want you to try it. Some of us, what we need to do is we need to take our phones and somewhere on there, I don't know where, but somewhere there's an off button. Like to actually, not like airplane mode, I'm talking about shut it down, put it in a drawer, lock it, seal it in ice. I don't know. This is whatever you need to do. And just take a break. Turn down the noise. Go outside. It is beautiful here. At least right now in the wintertime, figure out another plan. But right now, it is beautiful here. Go outside. And here's a crazy thing. Because a lot of times when we pray too, we just talk, talk, talk. God, I want to do this. I need you to do this. And this is what's happening. I've started doing this where I just go, all right, God, I want you to speak. And I'll just sit quietly. And sometimes something will come to mind, and sometimes, you know, I'll start thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch, you know, and then I kind of refocus. Okay, God, yeah, no, I'm here. Come, Holy Spirit, I want you to speak, and I'm just going to be still for a moment. And a minute feels like forever when you do this, by the way. Sometimes I'll just sit 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And the things that God has spoken to me in those moments, it's not like, Robert, you really should, and I can't believe you. It's things like this. I love you. You're my child. I'm crazy about you. It's exactly what my soul needs to hear because I'm so distracted with all these other things to pause for a moment and just let God just be with me and to speak to me. And yeah, sometimes he challenges me on things, but man, there's so much encouragement to just spend time listening to the whisper. The Bible says, don't quench the Spirit. Don't drown out the Spirit in your life. Give space for the Spirit to move and for God to guide and to lead you. And here's what you do when God speaks, whether it's through his word, whether it's through wisdom. I don't know if you guys do, like you get together and you do a Bible study or small group or whatever. You spend time in youth group on the weekends or whatever, and you get wisdom from your leaders and all that. But you hear something, whether it's from, you know, youth pastor teaching or whatever it is, and you hear wisdom, you hear from God's word, or you're spending time with God and you hear that whisper, and there's some kind of truth that's given to you. Do you know what you do? You apply it. You do something with it. James 1:22, it's one of my favorite verses, says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And read that again. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. I'm going to give you, I know you guys are like not in school right now, but I'm going to give you a little math equation. You ready? Oh, yeah. It's a good one. Okay. So if you want to experience transformation, so we're going to do a little equal sign transformation. Here's how you experience transformation. You ready? Information. This is truth, whether you get it from the word of God, whether you get it from wisdom or a whisper. Information, the right information. Plus, application equals transformation. For some of us, here's what we do. We just want to get all the information. And we want to have all the Bible trivia that there is. We want to memorize all the verses and be just smarter than everybody else. And there are a lot of people like out there in the world, not you guys, I'm not talking about anybody in this room, but just people out there who just get really good at information. And they're kind of arrogant about it. And they try and like judge other people with it. Oh, I can't believe you didn't know what that verse said, you know, or whatever. And it's just all about information and head knowledge. And here's what knowledge does is it puffs up. But love, which is information applied in relationships, love builds up, the Bible says. That we take what we learn, the truth, and we apply it in our lives and we experience transformation. You want to experience transformation, that's how it works. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 7. After he finishes the most brilliant sermon in all of history, it's called the Sermon on the Mount, he wraps it up this way. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. It's like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down and the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And then do you know what Jesus does? He takes the microphone, he drops it, and he ends his sermon with that. He says, guys, do not miss it. It's not just about information, hearing and going, wow, that's really good. That's truth. I get it. Wow, I believe that. I acknowledge that in my mind. Bible says that even the demons believe and they shudder, but no. It's not just believing and go, okay, yeah. Okay, I understand. Yeah, lots of truth and yeah, things I need to change in my life. And yeah, I definitely, that's a problem and I could be living differently and all that. And that's good information. And hey, truth about how to love people. And yeah, love's an important thing. I need to love people, whatever. It's not just about information. Jesus says, now take it and put it into practice. And when we put it into practice, we are building our lives on a foundation that will stand. So here's my challenge for us as we wrap up this week of camp. It's to be all in. Be all in. Whatever church group you came with here, whatever relationship connections that you have, don't let it just stop here at camp. Be all in. Continue this journey with Jesus. It is so challenging, but so fun and so rewarding all at the same time. Don't let this be a once a week, like, or a week, a year kind of thing, but make this your life. Jesus wants to camp right in the center of your life. He wants to be in camp where everything in your life is affected by your relationship with him in a good way. Hear the word, listen to wisdom, wait on the whisper, and then do what it says. And you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. I want freedom for you. I want the life abundant that Jesus promises for you. Let's create space for God to continue to speak beyond this week. Would you pray with me? Father, for each one of us here, to help us not just to be hearers of your word, but to be doers, to take what you have taught and revealed and spoken to us, God, to put it into practice. And God, as we do that, I pray that we would experience an adventure, a journey with you like none other. God, as we follow you, I pray that others would see the love that begins to transform our lives and becomes evident in our relationships, and that they would be drawn to you. God, I pray that there would be hundreds of others who meet you because of this group in this room right now. Because they're serious about following you. God, would you continue to speak and to guide? God, would you use them to make a difference, not just in this world, in this temporary, just this little dash that we have, but for all eternity to be a part of what you're doing in your kingdom that's above all little kingdoms that we have on this planet. God, may our lives be a part of something so much greater. And not for our glory, God, but for your glory. And God, may we be a part of that family and that family business from this day forward. We give you our lives. We trust you with our lives. Guide us, speak to us. God, we want to follow you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.